live in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest shore. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. It's yeah. Lots of diamond rings.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is James Martinez for the Cash Flow Show. John is still away. We're hoping he's back real soon. Hope he's feeling better. Oh my God. Did you see the debates last night? Oh man. I could not stop laughing. I know they're replaying it on all the networks over and over and over again. Doing their little subtle commentary on everything, but the thing that I'm most amused with is Ron. He's finally our good guy Ron Paul's finally stepped up to the plate a little bit and gotten right in the faces of his opponents to talk about the money. But what's interesting, as all of you probably have seen, is the faces and the reactions and the physical responses to Ron Paul talking about the money, while these guys are going around tap dancing with these grandiose ideas of how they're going to fix everything and change everything when the financial system is completely, totally screwed up. And them, as soon as Ron Paul speaks, everybody just turns to the side like they don't even want to even talk about it or comment about it at all. And as of yesterday, I heard from other places as well that everybody's talking about Ron Paul on the radio in Southern California now after that went down, which is good because finally, when all the cameras are watching and the right questions have been posed, he's getting his chance to come in and stand out and really get to the root of the financial issues. Finally. He may have been doing that at other times, but I think it was the most effective that I've seen yesterday, actually. Because I watched real close, and McCain was just praying to God that he didn't have to be asked, would you like to respond to that, Mr. McCain, about how you're going to pay for all this stuff? And nobody wants to deal with it. Nobody even wants to remotely address it at all. Okay? This is the election of your country here, the leader or your misleader coming at you, standing before you on TV, unscripted. You're getting to see all the reactions now. If you don't believe and you're still sitting on the fence and you have no idea and this is the first time you've ever gotten to the show or you've been referred to the show, this is about the money. The whole thing. So, mostly the credit card industry and how it relates to all the infrastructure and the banking in New York and all over the world. So, you're going to get the chance to hear a different perspective. But one of the main things that we talk about, because I know we have new listeners all the time, is the money system and Ron Paul being the only guy that's really addressing the issues from a different perspective. A guy that has a perfect record is the only guy that's really coming out and saying, you know, hey, we need to take care of this. Now, he's right in the middle of, like, the Super Bowl of politics right now. All the cameras on him. Finally, he's getting to say more things that are relevant. But what's interesting to me is that the way people react, his opponents. That's all you need to know, everybody, the way the opponents react to what he's saying. So we'll be back right after this. We're going to take a first commercial break. We're going to be taking your calls as well, 800-313-9443. We'll be back right after this.
Hi. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
All right, this is James Martinez. We're back with Cash Flow. Today, I've just started a little bit talk about the debates yesterday, and they're on every monitor on most television stations. I mean, news, they're covering these debates over and over again. But I want to say for the first time, I think that Ron Paul's done something great now, because now all he needs to do, when he addresses any of his opponents is just go straight to the money and make them respond, the other guys respond, because they can't, okay? Ron Paul's the only one that's talking about the money situation, and we're in such big trouble. All these guys are grandstanding about grandiose ideas of what we're going to do in Iraq, how we're going to fix this, how we're going to do this, blah, 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 blah. But nobody talks about how we want to pay for it, how are we going to do it, how are we going to fix that gigantic, huge disaster that we're in right now that is facing us. He managed to, in probably, I would say, less than 10 minutes, finally, after such a long time of him being able to try and get his message across, I think did so very well. However, what I'm asking you, all our listening audience out there, is what do you think of how they reacted to him? I mean, they're scared out of their mind to even address what he's talking about. They just look at it and pray to God he's finished when he gets finished talking about the money. I was actually, when I was watching it, I was imagining John Stadtmiller watching it as well, sitting forward on his couch, staring, you know, hoping, getting excited, finally seeing that Ron is getting in there, finally, and they're having to deal with what he has to say about the money. So all of you know here, because I know most of this network is all entirely backing Ron Paul, of course, and there's new listeners coming in and new people learning about it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Finally, I think Aaron Russo's work on Freedom to Fascism now has it's paying off, because now Ron Paul is sitting there in front of all the players, all the policy people, all the BS, all the garbage, sewage, and lies that are coming out of these the politicians that are, you know, misleading us. And that served as a great tool for everybody, I think, to not only take care of their own finances, but also introduce Ron Paul to the public, because he finished that movie a while ago, and people have been endorsing Ron Paul way before this all got heated up. And now, finally, even the moderators, they don't even know how to act when they address Ron Paul either. They prefer to ask something where it would be vague in response to what he wants to talk about. He was very, very good on the troops, even more so having to do with the issues with the economy as well. He was very direct with that. And I'm kind of excited to see how this thing is going to go. But it really counts on the public educating each other, spreading their word around and understanding. And all you got to do, people, if you're trying to get people to come over to the Ron Paul side when they may be somewhere else, just talk about the money. Talk about the money. Explain the money system. Get him a copy of that movie, Freedom to Fascism. And it's over. It's over. Whatever they come back at with you, they won't have a chance. None. Because these guys can't pay for anything. They have all these gigantic ideas about what they're going to do, but in the way it is now, it's going to be impossible to deal with, and not in the form that's going to be helping you people, the public, which is the most important part here. So we're going to be taking your calls today. Telephone number 800-313-9443. For those of you, I know you've been emailing. There's a lot of questions, more questions about the credit card process with Brad Daly and Court Mediation Services. The telephone number that you want to call for listening to the overview about that is 888-213-7655. Again, it's 888-213-7655. I prefer if you'd email me your questions. I will respond to your email. Due to technical issues, sometimes if I send emails out, they don't always get in people's boxes because of the junk mail folders or the screeners or whatever they have, virus checks, whatever they have on their system. So a lot of times the email is rejected, even if they've called and left a message and saying, hey, would you please email me? So if you email me, it works much better that way. The email address is getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. Again, it's getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. Later in the hour, I'm going to be playing something that was forwarded to me that's relevant now even more so, because finally people are starting to understand the what the banking industry has done to the U.S. There's a show that was aired in London that I'll talk about called The Last Laugh. But first of all, I want to take a call from Daniel in L.A. Daniel, are you there?
Hello, James.
Hey, Daniel. How are you?
Hey, how are you? This is Daniel. I called several months ago. I have not spoken to you since then.
Oh, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastically well. Thank you for that.
Good. Great.
James, since we spoke last time, I said something. I hope I did not cause trouble for John's marriage. Talking about the Playboy Mansion. I went to Playboy Mansion, and yes, it was a fantastic time. I tell you, there is a point to this. And I met many girls there, beautiful ladies, yes, but every one of them has credit card debt.
Really?
Yes, every one of them. Unfortunately,
Go on.
In Los Angeles, the women expect the men to take on their debt.
Really?
Yes, really.
And you've been here a while. You must know how it is out here. That's exactly right.
This is true, yes. It's crazy that way, no?
And right, that's true.
I ended up having a nice time talking, laughing, joking. And I told you last time I had a 32% APR because I missed payment one day.
Yeah. One day, man.
Yes, one day. These girls have more credit card debt than I do, James.
What do you? How much are we talking about? Are you, how much do you think?
I'm embarrassed to say, my friend. I'm embarrassed
really?
To say. I'm sorry. It's my culture. Yes, I'm sorry. Tens
wow.
of thousands of dollars.
Oh, well, you know what number to give them.
Yes. By the way, I almost forgot. Chivala, I have started the program with the court mediation services.
Fantastic. Good.
Yes,
good.
It's fantastic. So far, everything is great, and I give you a plug. It's the best company out there for this type of situation.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. All right. Well, hey, we're going to have to meet up out here sometime.
Listen, James, you and I must meet up, and we go to play one action together if we can't get jobs.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Daniel.
Fantastic talking to you.
All right. You take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Daniel, for calling in. Okay. We had another call. Bruce in Canada. Are you there?
Hello.
Hello, Bruce. How you doing?
Not bad, James. How are you today?
Good, good.
I watched the debate last night on CNN.
What'd you think?
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Absolutely disgusting. Mm-hmm. They ignored
but,
him.
But do you think he's voiced the money issue in front of these guys, finally,
and there's McCain smirking while he's doing it, right? Smirking, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, like, oh, here goes this wingnut again. I'm telling you, they did everything they possibly could to ignore that man last night. It was just,
yeah.
And I'll come right, you know, Anderson Cooper, I'll come right back to you. Just, he's in the middle of starting to say something. They give him like 30 seconds, cut him off. They don't come back to him. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I know. I saw it yesterday. I mean, he did get in their face for a couple things, but they do cut him off. I mean, I don't know who's on the – what Anderson Cooper is like, okay, here's part of your deal. We're going to restructure your contract. We're going to pay you a little more. You're not going to talk about this. You're not. I don't understand why these guys are press people. They're supposed to give equal time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you can see how rigged it is. I mean, he's just – it's disgusting. You know, I was thinking to myself last night, one of two things is going to happen here. Huckabee's gone. That's a given, okay? So now you're going to get down to – it's either Romney or McCain, and then you're going to have the showdown between Clinton and Obama. And then – so you're going to wind up – if Ron goes independent, you're going to wind up with three of them at the end.
Right.
And that's the only way he's going to get his message out and what he's trying to say said. He's got to go independent. And on top of that, if he drops out and doesn't go independent, he was one election too early.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
4 years from now, they'll be ready to listen to
him. Did you see the part, Bruce? You see the part where it was McCain, then Romney, and they're battling back and forth about what to do with our troops and how we're going to win and blah, 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 and all that stuff. And then they go over to Ron Paul, and the guy goes, I don't know why you guys are even talking about this.
Yeah.
We can't afford it. Da, da, da. And did you see the faces on these guys?
I know. But it's like, if you're sitting back as an uneducated viewer, which 99% of the people watching these things are, okay?
Right.
They're not dialed into RBN and everything else like this, all right? So you're the vast majority. It's just the way they've got him portrayed, projected, cut out, and everything else like that. He just doesn't even look like he should be on the stage, the way that it's coming across on the television.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's,
Like, he doesn't belong there. This is what they're trying to make him look like. Like, he does not belong there. It's us, and then, oh, yeah, we got this token guy over here, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, I see that. I think it's a little, he's improved a little because now by force, literally, what he says, I don't know if it's reaching everybody, but everybody knows that why is this guy here? Something's up. So I think it could be a good thing what just happened. I looked at it, and I thought he did a lot better than before, don't you think?
I agree. He was much more together, and he to me, he looked like he was more like in league with those guys last night, mm-hmm. okay, or on the same playing field. The problem is, as I'm saying, is the media's got him isolated so badly that it's like he's not a player in the game. He's just an afterthought because they don't give him equal time. If the man was allowed equal time to voice what he has to say and allowed to expand, but it's always McCain and Romney. Oh, yes, and there's Huckabee at the end with his 2 cents worth. Then McCain and Romney. Oh, and then we got to put up with Ron Paul again for 30 seconds.
Yeah,
what did the guy get, 6 minutes out of the hour and a half out of 90 minutes?
I know. I mean, in L.A. here, I heard from a lot of people that all over the place people were talking about that, about Ron Paul and him not getting this whole thing out. Can you hang on, Bruce, a second?
Yeah, sure.
We're going to go to a commercial. We'll be back right after this. This is Cash Flow with James Martinez, John Stadtmiller.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, it's James Martinez with Cashflow. Bruce in Canada, I just got a quick question before we go to some other calls. What are the people up where you're located, what's the press saying about this whole thing?
Nothing.
No,
all you get
all up there.
He's like, the U.S. elections are, it's Obama and Clinton, or it's McCain, and John Edwards dropped out. The CBC, which is the national news broadcast network across Canada, which is equivalent to everybody watching CNN in the States, which is pretty well the major network for everybody.
Wow.
Okay. He's never mentioned. He's not covered. And this is what's going on. We, you and I have spoken before about this, and I hear it on your program all the time about mind control and how they're using the internet and the different,
sure.
and the TV as a mind control, a media, mind manipulation tool to shape consciousness. You can see exactly, this is a case in point. Here you have a man, okay, who's being totally ignored, even when he's sitting in front of the camera. He's ignored as if he does not count. And what is that subconsciously doing to people? This guy does not count. What he has to say does not count.
Or there's something wrong with him.
But they won't give him any attention.
It's a suggestion, perhaps, that there's something the matter with this guy because he's not in the group mind.
This is the point. He's so alien, and his message is so alien that he's dismissed. The fact that he's there, he's like a source of aggravation. Yep. Like a pesky fly or something, like get rid of him, okay? Let's listen to the real guys, you know, that are going to run the election. This guy doesn't count. Even when they're running the primaries and his votes are there, they never say, and Ron Paul is getting this, and why is Ron... Nobody ever says on television, I never hear them ask. I don't hear Wolf Blitzer. I don't hear any of these guys ask the question, why is this guy still in the race? Why did Edwards drop out? What's going on? What is Ron Paul all about? You never hear the question asked, James.
I know.
Like he doesn't exist.
Right. Yep.
Anyway.
I understand. All right, thanks
He's got to go independent, and as I said, if he doesn't go independent, he's not going to get anywhere running on the Republican ticket, that's for sure. It's obvious now, and I think he's won election too early. You're going to have the collapse, and then maybe they're going to start to listen. But at his age, will he be around to run again 4 years from now, and can you guys handle it down there? I don't know.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Take care.
All right, Bruce. Right,
thanks
for calling.
Bye.
All right, we have Jim in California. Are you there, Jim? Jim in California.
Hey, Jim's over here from California.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good, good. Hey, great show. Your last caller was absolutely right. I mean, you know, but we finally got a Ron Paul sighting. He is like an alien. And I did call in a few weeks ago and talk to you guys, and I was talking about the strategy that he needs to take.
Uh-huh.
I still think...
Well, you think he's doing better? Do you think he's doing better, or is this just the same?
No, I think he's pretty much better, like they were asking yesterday. Are we better off 8 years from the area? You know, yeah, he's doing 1% better, but that's not enough. Like yesterday when he called Romney and McCain silly, yeah, that was good, but they were still ignoring him, like your caller from Canada said. They're ignoring the poor guy. And he needs to either get in their face, he needs to hire a publicist, he needs to do something to get on... He needs to take a page from Ross Perot's program when he did it himself. He needs to get out and have his own 30-minute program and just say
it. Yeah, by the time.
By
That's
the time. He needs
by
to get out there and
we got to make this guy into like a rock star or something so people he can cross over and get a message out.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because he's not, and they're not paying attention to him. And he's got, he has what all of us basically that are independents, I mean, and he needs to stop calling himself this conservative. Who cares? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're an independent thinker. You're obviously thinking different than your party. You're not a Republican anymore. You're an independent.
Mm-hmm.
Switch over. You know? Mm-hmm. Buy your own airtime. Tell the world what you're all about. And hire a PR agent.
Do friends and colleagues of yours, are they even... know he even exists? Do they even know about him?
Oh, yeah, yeah, they do. I mean, you know, if friends of mine that are from different walks of life, for example, you have your conservative Christian people, they all like Huckabee. You got your other people that are your warmongers that like McCain. And then you have your Jewish people who totally hate him because he's against supporting anything for anybody. He wants to be an isolationist, which I think, frankly, we need a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
what would happen in your mind if Ron Paul went head to head in a debate with Hillary Clinton?
Well, first of all, I think Hillary's way too savvy. They're going to dismiss him like he's being dismissed anyways by these morons that are already on the stage with him. I think he needs to hire a professional strategy, the Karl Rove of independence. You know, he needs to change his tone a little bit, and maybe, you know, dress a little differently, because you know how American people are. We're all about image anyway, so, you know.
Right.
I mean, look at Huckabee when he ended it yesterday. I mean, he spoke so
eloquently.
You're talking
about like a total redo of his look, everything.
He needs to go on home makeovers for people. I mean, he needs to have those gay guys come in there and change him up and change his whole look. Not really gay guys, but I'm just saying, you know, those are the guys that do it.
Right.
And he really needs to go have a makeover.
Yeah,
you know?
And then come out with his message and go for it.
Come out with his message, and, you know, I like that. He's getting a little bit more feisty, which is nice. But even when he challenged Romney and McCain yesterday, they totally dismissed him, and they didn't pay attention to the guy. And I think he needs to, you know, ask them sometimes, oh, how come you're not paying attention to me? What is it about my message that you don't understand?
Yeah, what's wrong with it?
What is it about my message that you're not getting or that you're smirking about? Like what Bill Clinton did on Fox News to that interviewer. He goes, "You're smirking," and he just laid him down into the grave. I think that's what he needs to do. He needs to challenge these morons.
Good advice.
There you go.
Hey, man, we're going to a commercial. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
All right, Jim, take care.
Bye.
All right, we'll be back after this. Is James Martinez with Cash Flow. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All righty, this is James Martinez with Cashflow. We're back. I just found out that John hopefully will be back tomorrow. I just found out that now, so looking forward to him getting back. Everybody, so you're getting to hear it straight from the public, what they think of Ron Paul and that whole issue. And, yeah, it's just an absolute atrocity that he's not getting the due diligence and respect. What I see is he's just not respected at all because he's been put over in a corner, and it's kind of insulting the way he's been treated thus far. But I think that the last caller, Jim in California, has pretty much got it right. He needs to do a total redo and come out and start saying things and projecting himself in a completely different way so that the public sees him. They understand. They it's processed. I mean, this is a fast food reality we live in. You can't be communicating to people with something that they're generally not used to. You got to give them the food that they have. So I want to play this clip. This was on in British television. It was on something called The Last Laugh. And it's a piece mocking the banking industry and explaining how it really works. and the viewpoint from internationally because of the issues we're having financially. This is called The Last Laugh with John Bird and John Fortune. It's about 7 minutes long, but it's totally pertinent to the current times at the moment. So I'm going to cue this up, and then we're going to play this right here, and then right after that we're going to be taking your calls at 800-313-9443. So let's check this out.
George Parr, you are an investment banker.
I am, yes.
Yes. And as such, you have your fingers right on the pulse of the financial market.
Yeah, very much so, yes.
And during the summer, there's been a great deal of turbulence and volatility
in the market. Yes. Tremendous.
Yes. And what has caused that?
Well, you have to remember two things about the markets. One is that they are made up of very sharp and sophisticated people who these are the greatest brains in the world. And the second thing you have to remember is that the financial markets, to use the common phrase, are driven by sentiment.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? Well, things, let's say, are just going along as normal in the market. And then, suddenly, out of the blue, one of these very sharp and sophisticated people says, "My God, something awful's going to happen! We've lost everything! Oh, my God, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Shall I jump out of the window? Shall I jump out of the window? Exactly. Let's all jump out of the window.
Oh, sell!
We've lost a sell!
Sell!
Yes, precisely. Yes. And then a few days later, this same sophisticated person says, "You know, I think things are going rather well." And everybody says, "Actually, I agree with you. You know, I think we're rich. We're rich.
We're rich.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye. Yes.
Yes.
And that's what we call market sentiment.
Surely we are exaggerating just a bit, aren't we?
Well, I don't know. I mean, in August, in the middle of August this year, when the market absolutely plunged in London, a well-known city firm, State Street Global Markets, issued a statement in which it said, and I quote, "Market participants don't know whether to buy on the rumor and sell on the news, do the opposite, do both, or do neither, depending on which way the wind is blowing," unquote.
Yes, this is the kind of rigorous analysis the companies will pay huge salaries for.
Yes, exactly. And a few days later, when the markets had gone up a little bit, the senior equities advisor on ABM, Ambro Morgan, said, and I quote, "We're back to happy days again."
Well, no price is too high
for that,
for that kind of mature wisdom,
certainly,
is it?
This sort of people are paid millions of pounds in bonus.
Yes, of course. During this summer, there have been actual causes behind the volatility in the markets, haven't there? I mean, specifically, and especially in America, granting vast numbers of mortgages to people who can't afford them on properties which are diminishing in value.
It's a so-called subprime situation, yes.
The subprime market. Yes. How does that work, in fact?
Well, imagine, if you can, say, an unemployed black man sitting on a crumbling porch somewhere in Alabama in his string vest, and a chap comes along and said, "Would you like to buy this house before it falls down? And why don't you let me lend you the money?"
And is this chap who says this, is he a banker?
Oh, no. He's a mortgage salesman. His income depends entirely on the number of mortgages that he can arrange.
So his judgment to arrange mortgages is completely objective?
Completely objective, yes.
Absolutely. And what happens next?
Well, then this debt, this mortgage is taken, bought by a bank and packaged together on Wall Street with a lot of other similar debts.
Without going into much detail about what is actually...
Without going into any detail, no, it's far too boring. And so this is put into a package of debt. And then it's moved on to Wall Street. And this is extraordinary what happens then, that somehow this package of dodgy debt stops being a package of dodgy debts and starts being what we call a structured investment vehicle.
And SIV?
An SIV, exactly, yes.
Yes, I see. And then someone like you comes along and buys it.
I buy it, yes. And yes, then I will ring up, I don't know, somebody in Tokyo and say, look, I've got this package. Do you want to buy it?
Mm-hmm.
And they say, what's in it? And I say, I haven't got the faintest idea. And they say, how much do you want for it? And I say, $100 million. And then they say, fine, that's it. And that's the market.
And presumably, this package, I mean, that kind of thing can happen several times package.
Possibly, yes.
And every time it does, of course, then you or someone like you will get a fee and a markup.
And a profit,
and,
yes.
And so.
Well, you're not expected to do it for nothing. It's hard work, maybe.
So there you go, right there. British. The British are talking about our financial situation there. So that was deadly accurate right there. So think about that as you're watching these elections and you're seeing all these guys lie to you. Ron Paul is the man. I know we got a caller here. Don in Ohio, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Don. How's it going?
Pretty good right now. Did you hear anything about the RICO suit filed against ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN, CBS by the Ron Paul 2008 campaign?
No, I have not heard about
that,
actually.
Yeah, just look up...
continue. Go ahead.
Just look up Ron Paul 2008 RICO suit filed, and you'll find plenty of stuff on it. It's, they're going after the Los Angeles Times, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Time Magazine, Chicago Tribune.
Good. Good. They should. I mean, it's. What did you think of the debates yesterday?
I didn't see them. I don't get CNN anymore.
Because you don't need it or you don't want it.
I basically don't want it. Right. I watch very little TV anymore.
So you're a healthy guy.
Yeah, healthy in mind, anyways. No, what we need to do is, everybody needs to make up at least a little letter to send their letters to the editor, local papers, and, talk about this, this RICO suit that's filed that they're not going to talk about, in their editorials, and let people know that this guy's won all the debates and stuff like that, and they're giving them no time, and they're, need to get the word out.
Yeah, really, there was another call, Jim in California said that, he should just buy the time and do a Ross Perot technique and, buy some prime time, 30 minutes, and say his thing on TV. What do you think about that?
Oh, I think it's great. I know we can't rely on that supposed billionaire that's supposed to be waiting in the wings and stuff like that, because I think that's just a fraud.
Yeah, I don't know the details on that. I've heard lots of stories, but you know what? Like Tom Cruise said, show me the money.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to see on that. But I think that it's time for him to start buying airtime and getting uninterrupted transmissions of what he's talking about, don't you think?
Yeah. That's like putting money into the terrorist pockets. It's sad, that he has to pay the same assholes. Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry.
Sorry. Yeah, it's bad. It's really bad. So what I'm telling everybody to do is this is a grassroots thing. It's the public has managed to get him this far, and you're going to have to push harder. You're going to have to do exactly what you talk about. Talk local papers. Everybody should be aware of this guy's message.
Yep, that's for sure. Hey, have a good day.
All right, you take care, Don. All right, we're back. This is Cashflow with James Martinez and John Stadtmiller. He shall return tomorrow. We're going to go back to this clip that the British television did in mocking the market and the infrastructure of money here and how that works. I'm going to find out if we have enough time in this segment to put it all of it through. But I want to hear more from you guys on your opinion thus far of the debates, where Ron Paul needs to go, what he needs to do. You can call me here at 800-313-9443. Also, those of you that, you're talking to your friends, they don't understand what's going on at all, get them a copy of that movie, Freedom to Fascism. You can get it here if you order it at 800-724-3333. 800-724-2719. Again, it's 800-724-2719. Now, I want to also get to some of your emails too. So a lot of questions have come in, more like statements, like I've just been getting, and now the banks are charging me 32% and I was a day late on my American Express card blue. I have $70,000 of credit card debt. I've been on time my whole life. I've never made a mistake. And then I finally paid my credit card with a check. The check didn't, the mail didn't go through quick enough. And then the check cleared, but it was a day late. So now they started to charge me 32% after having a perfect record with them for almost, 6 years. And now all her other credit cards have raised their rates up to 32% to punish her for not being on time, including making the real money. They make the most of their money with all the late fees and charges and all the every fee you can imagine attached there. So my question to you, the person that emailed me about this, is I've spoken about this before. It's called the Universal Credit Card Default Agreement. Now, there is a lot of stuff done in Washington, D.C. about getting rid of that because it's just not fair. People cannot survive when you raise the interest rates and you do them on all of the cards. That was supposed to be stopped a long time ago, and Citibank was doing that nonstop. I saw more stuff that Citibank did to the public than any of you could imagine. It's nonstop. So that made the news. And first it came out on the internet, then it came out on Yahoo News, then I saw a piece of it on CNN, I saw another piece on CNBC. But what's interesting, he says, oh, we're going to stop doing the universal default agreement for your credit cards, and we're going to we're just going to stop that. So we're just going to give you a fee for being late, but that doesn't mean all of the other banks and credit cards you have with can jack up their interest rate too to 32%. So that's what's the Universal Credit Card Default Agreement. They're supposed to have stopped doing that, but they're not, of course. They just keep doing it. So that's another reason why you should get rid of your credit card debt as well. Okay, we got a call from Jimmy in Texas. Go ahead.
Hello.
Jimmy, you there?
Yes.
Hello.
Oh, hello. About these debates, I watch them and I see Ron Paul and I think wisdom and dignity and experience. But of course, I followed him for 20 years. I'm his fan already. So
right,
I don't
right.
think I'm qualified.
Well, you're very qualified. You're totally qualified. You're one of the people that got him there. I mean, the public's opinion counts on this. What do you think he needs to do to improve his message?
I think he needs a lot of advice from show people or whatever.
I agree.
He's getting that help. And something catchy, like
like a song.
Yeah, a catchy song. I'm trying to think of that guy that's on there. I can't think of the name of it, but he's selling something, and he's good.
So, did you watch the debates live, or are you just watching the replay?
I watched it last night. Oh, I watched part of it, just a little of it. And I think the others act like fools. They come across as clowns. But see, that's my eyes.
I told John, I mentioned here, that Ron Paul walking in on the set of a movie that's in production. So, in other words, the cameras are rolling. He walks in. Ron Paul is not acting. And the other guys are acting because they know what he's talking about, but they don't even want to address him or the issue at all. Would you agree?
Yes. But I thought he looked better last night than usual.
He did. He definitely got in the fight a little bit more than what
I think he was dressed, or they put makeup on him or something. He looked better.
Yeah, well, they'll do that to all of them. But now I think now he needs to step it up quite a bit, and he's going to have to pay for some airtime, and he's going to get out there. I know the other caller talked about the RICO suit that he has against the press, which I think is a good idea too. But again, all of that is nobody's even addressing that much, let alone bringing it up. But Jimmy, thank you for your call. Much appreciated.
Bye bye.
All right. Okay, there you go, everybody. the gavel has gone down, and a lot of people are saying the same thing, that he's being steamrolled over again. This is a guy that it just amazes me. All he needs to do is maintain, talk about the money, and get right in their face and ask them the questions. Don't wait till the moderator asks you the question and answer it. Answer the question and look at the other opponents while you're answering it. Because if you do that, they're going to have to react to the, well, not only the message, but they're going to react. The camera never lies. The camera never lies. So people will see right with their own eyes as they're watching television the interaction between the two of them. Because most of the candidates, they're not going to say anything. They're probably being told, don't say a word to this guy. Barely acknowledge him. Be polite, but don't say a word. So what I am telling Ron and his people, if you're hearing this, look at the guys when you respond. Address them while you're addressing the public. And pose these issues to them in their face. Because what's going to happen is, you got camera operators around him while he's talking. They're all, and then you got the producers behind the scenes saying which shots they're going to take. So if he turns and looks at them while he's talking about these issues, the camera, it's only got a few choices on where to focus, okay? Because it's important that people see the reaction as Ron delivers this message to him. Just that in itself will change a lot right there. Okay, we will be back right after this. We're going to hit the commercials, and then we'll be back right after this. Stand by.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. 6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, No health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Okie dokie, we're back. This is James Martinez with Cash Flow. John Stammeler should be returning tomorrow, hopefully. Hope he's feeling much, much better. Very important news just came in on one of the biggest news networks in the world. Britney Spears has been rehospitalized. Please run, go buy the tabloids, do everything. I mean, look, that's the type of that's our consciousness. Okay, that's the food we eat. That's why there are so many problems amongst us as a nation, because we're totally diverted and misdirected, and our value system has gone crazy. Britney Spears gets more attention than probably anybody in the United States right now. We have more interest in that. I walked across the street yesterday outside the office here, and I think it was yesterday or the day before. There must have been at least 150, 200 paparazzi in front of the Four Seasons in Beverly Hills. To catch you, you got it, Britney Spears. Why? Because it's so important to the future of us. Anyway, so you guys get that. I mean, these listeners here, and all of you new listeners, you've had enough. You've had enough of the financial stuff. You've had enough of the whole misguided lunacy that's happened with the Bush administration. So a lot of people still email me, and they're like, well, I want to do the credit card thing and get rid of it, but am I doing something bad by doing that? They feel guilty. You don't have to feel guilty about anything after what the credit card system has done to you, and what the guys that have been in charge of running the financial system have included into your life. Because some people tell me, well, this is relevant and this was relevant and this is not and this is not. Look, I talked emotionally. That's what's not talked about. The fact that people are in credit card debt and they're in the prime time of their life. Students have come out of college. They're getting ready to start careers or whatever. And they cannot make a move without having two jobs, being worrying constantly about being able to pay off their debts, school loans. It's most people coming out of college, if you've paid your way through school loans and stuff, and you come out, you got credit card debt on top of your school loan. Most people, when they're hitting about $25,000, usually, it's over. It's over for that person. I don't care what their job is. Usually, systematically, they always keep the credit card debt, regardless if they have the money to pay it all off. Yes, that is true, because I've heard it and I've talked to people. I said, so you have all the money, you have plenty of money to pay all these off, but you keep a balance there for what? And they tell me why, because it increases their rating and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But in the end, you lose. So if those of you are having, like, sitting on the fence about whether to do with your credit card debt, school loans, unsecured issues, and you can't exist, and you're just existing, you're not really living anymore, which is what usually most of the people that I talk to are just existing. They're not living at all because they're tied in and they're completely stressed out and freaked out about that these debt issues is affecting their health, it's affecting their marriages or relationships, everything. So what you need to do, if you're ready to do the deed and you're ready to move forward and get that out of your life, you may email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. Again, it's getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. I want to thank everybody for calling in today. Please lend your support to Ron Paul. Keep moving forward. It's all about communicating the message to as many people as you can. All right? We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully John should be back. This is Cashflow with James Martinez. We'll see you all tomorrow. Take care.